In this bulletin, calls for a global consensus on making social media platforms accountable in the wake of the Christchurch terrorist attack. The federal government reportedly approves a cut in immigration levels, and a man arrested after three people shot dead in the Netherlands. The latest SBS News. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is taking his concerns about social media platforms in the wake of the Christchurch attack to a major world forum. Mr. Morrison has written to the current group of 20 chairmen, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. In the letter, he has called for agreement on clear consensus for companies whose platforms are used to facilitate and normalise horrific acts. Mr. Morrison says he wants the issue on the agenda when the group of 20 meet in Osaka later this year. Alleged Christchurch terrorist Brenton Tarrant live-streamed the Christchurch attack on Facebook. Mr. Morrison says to truly try and stamp out such content, big countries need to work together.
Australia can take action in this area, and we're looking at some practical proposals in this area right now. But for those actions to have, I think, have greater impact on social media companies and the technology companies, it has to be done in concert with other big economies around the world. If you can write an algorithm to make sure that the ads they want you to see can appear on your mobile phone, then I'm quite confident they can write an algorithm to screen out hate content on the social media platforms.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the Liberal Party will not do any preference deals with the One Nation Party at the forthcoming federal election. Pauline Hanson and her party have come under increased scrutiny since the Christchurch terror attack. Ms. Hanson denies she has whipped up hatred against Muslims and empowered white supremacists, such as the man accused of carrying out the Christchurch attacks. The Labor Party is calling for Mr. Morrison to go further. Opposition Senate Leader Penny Wong is calling on the Liberals to go further and put One Nation and also Queensland Senator Fraser Anning last on their How to Vote cards. Federal government has announced a planned reduction in immigration levels. The Australian newspaper is reporting federal cabinet has signed off on a plan to cut the immigration cap to 160,000 people per year, down from the current 190,000 people per year. It's also being reported a regional settlement policy will be introduced that will require a certain number of skilled migrants to live for at least 5 years in cities other than Sydney or Melbourne in a bid to reduce congestion in those two cities. Under the plan, the government will provide incentives for foreign students to attend universities outside of the two cities. Dutch authorities have confirmed the man arrested for a shooting in the city of Utrecht had a criminal record. The shooting in Utrecht, the fourth largest city in the Netherlands, has killed three people and wounded at least five others. One newspaper quotes a witness saying a gunman targeted one woman on a tram, then shot other people who tried to help her. The alleged gunman, a 37-year-old of Turkish origin, has been named as Gökmen Tanis. Dutch authorities say they're investigating all motives for the incident, including terrorism. Dutch Justice Minister Fred Grauphaus says a serious investigation into the incident will ensue.
It is important that now the independent investigation will thoroughly go through. And yes, this suspect was known within the Justice Department. He had a criminal record. That is indeed what we know. I can give no more details, but rest assured we will take this investigation upon us very intensively.
In football, Australia's women footballers will prepare for this year's World Cup in the same spot the Socceroos did for the World Cup last year. The Matildas will be at the Gloria Serenity Resort in Turkey for 10 days before the World Cup. It's a reversal of previous policy from Football Federation Australia, who had previously spoken of perhaps being based in Spain or Croatia before the tournament. The 2019 Women's World Cup will be held in France. Australia's first match is against Italy on the 9th of June. Let's check out the weather for the rest of today. It's partly cloudy in Perth, 34, mostly sunny in Adelaide and 30. In Melbourne, partly cloudy in 26, a shower or two in Hobart. 22, much the same for Canberra, 26, showers in Wollongong, 25 degrees. Much the same for Sydney, 26, shower or two in Newcastle as well, 24. Similar conditions in Brisbane, 33, rain with a possible storm, 29 in Cairns, and in Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, 35 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with SBS News.